Under extreme conditions, general relativity and quantum theory allow time to behave like another dimension of space. This removes the distinction between time and space, and means the laws of evolution can also determine the initial state. The universe can spontaneously create itself out of nothing.
Renowned physicist and popular science hero Stephen Hawking has died. He was 76. Back in 1963, Stephen Hawking was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease. Doctors gave him less than 3 years to live, but he spent 5.5 more decades stunning fellow scientists and dazzling the general public with his research into black holes and the very nature of the universe. Emily Rice is a professor of astrophysics at the CUNY College of Staten Island, and she joins me now to talk about Stephen Hawking's legacy. Emily, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
Well, there are these two sides to Stephen Hawking's public life, you know, how he helped millions of regular people understand the origins of the universe. And then, of course, his scientific work, way over the heads of most of us. Talk about that work and what Stephen Hawking accomplished.
His scientific accomplishments are just unprecedented, I would almost say. Unfortunately, he wasn't awarded a Nobel Prize, but really he worked on one of the biggest problems that we have. It's still not finished, but his contribution to it is certainly amazing. This kind of idea of trying to unify quantum mechanics, which is our understanding of the smallest particles in the universe, with the universe as a whole, and gravity and general relativity, the expansion, even the formation of the universe to begin with. And this is something that it's really, you know, it's called the grand unified theory, and it's going to put all of our big ideas together into the biggest possible idea and kind of our biggest understanding of the universe possible. And he really made huge contributions to that, starting with things that seemed almost impossible.
The search for that grand unified theory took Stephen Hawking down black holes out there in the far reaches of the universe, even at the center of our own galaxy. And he sort of took us with him on that journey. What did his work on black holes do to inform this scientific work that you're talking about?
So his work on black holes really applied our understanding of black holes, or I don't even want to say our, I'm going to say his understanding of black holes at the time, to the universe as a whole. So the idea was that there's this singularity at the center of the black hole, this kind of infinite region of curvature of the universe. And the curvature of the universe is what we usually describe with general relativity. And the idea that an expanding universe should have started with a Big Bang existed around Hawking's time when he started his research, but that the universe could have also started as a singularity, and that there could be this parallel between a black hole and the universe as a whole, was really a new idea that he worked on. And as he worked on it, they realized it might not just be a coincidence, but it might help us understand the universe as a whole, that these two things really might be the same.
You know, Emily, we have this sense that scientists were kind of blown away by Stephen Hawking's work, and then the rest of us groundlings were just kind of amazed by the books he wrote and his television appearances. But what about for you as a young student or a scientist, or what have your physics or cosmology colleagues said to you about the career of Stephen Hawking?
I don't think you could find a physicist who hasn't been influenced by Stephen Hawking. Mine was only very indirect. Of course, I read A Brief History of Time. I think I didn't read it until college, honestly, but it's great even when you're trying to study science, because a lot of the times, you struggle in classes, you get bogged down by homework and equations and problem sets. And then to read the words so beautifully describing these things, it kind of could reinvigorate your enthusiasm about it and say, okay, I really understand this. You know, I can understand through words from this genius scientist, I can do this problem set. I can understand this equation. I can finish this problem. I never got the chance to see him speak or meet him personally, but I've just heard so many wonderful stories from colleagues that emphasized really his sense of humor. You know, even though his body was debilitated by ALS, he could still make a statement without words. And often that involved running over people's feet with his wheelchair.
Stephen Hawking dead at 76. Emily Rice is professor of astrophysics at the CUNY College of Staten Island. Emily, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And this note, it was a life bookended by the giants of physics. Stephen Hawking was born on the 300th anniversary of the death of Galileo, and he died on the birthday of Albert Einstein.